Rahul Bajaj show featuring DJ Upside Down. DJ Upside Down, how are you doing today?
Hey, good man. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm good. Everything's going well. And here's just a little intro song for our interview today. So well, yeah, DJ Upside Down, welcome to Ruckus Avenue and Dash Radio, and thank you for hopping on today. And just so to start off with, love the listeners to learn a little bit about your success story and like where you come from and what you've been doing over the years. Yeah.
Cool. There's like this weird like disturbance in your in the thing.
Oh, in the oh,
It's
is it my laptop, really?
probably is it like a fan or something?
It's oh, maybe it's my laptop fan. Let me see if I can. Sorry, I can stop the recording if you want.
No, it's fine. Oh, I think it's fine now.
Oh, is it better now?
Yeah. Was it your
Oh,
fan?
yeah, no, it was actually on the laptop, the fan. So I closed out a few applications. I think it was like running the
Oh,
laptop,
yeah. Okay,
running
cool. Cool.
Yeah.
All
So
right.
yeah, we'd love the listeners to learn about like what you've been doing over the years and a bit about your background story and what you've been up to and your success story pretty much. Yeah.
So, I actually started doing music a long time ago, and like I've always been interested in like producing and DJing, and I got into DJing when I was in college, and really wanted to like produce from there on, and I started doing some music with like local artists from Toronto, which is where I'm from, and I was doing like a lot of like hip hop, R&B, that kind of stuff, and something told me to get in touch with my roots, and I started doing a little bit of Desi music, so to speak, with like my own twist on it, and here we are.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And what for like the listeners out there, what has been the best part of your journey so far in terms of music or in terms of like DJing or any other aspect of your life?
I think the best part is to like work with like different people, just connect with different artists on a level which is like sometimes even deeper than just working with them professionally. Like most of these artists that I work with are friends now, and it's just a great experience. Just vibe with their energy and like just chill and just create relationships that's deeper than music.
Right, yeah, makes sense. And also I guess and for listeners out there, like do you what's the some of the recent collaborations you worked on, or like do you have any new music that's coming out soon for them to listen in the near like upcoming few weeks?
Actually, you know what? I'm actually working on a EP slash album. So I am taking a little bit of break from dropping anything, and it's the holiday season, so I want to take some time off and like hang out with family and like spend some time with them. So, and maybe recharge, and because like this crazy couple of years that we've all been through, I think we all need a break from just like working and getting a little recharge on, and coming up with something dope. But yeah, I am definitely working on an album EP, which I plan to drop like early next year. So, make sure you're tuned in for that.
Nice. Yeah, that's wonderful. And have you been dipping your feet into like the NFT space or cryptocurrency? Have you gone into that route?
Yeah, I have been investing in crypto for a few years now. But I'm still new to the NFT, space, so to speak. But yeah, it's fun. It's always fun to like learn about new shit, new things, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no worries. And no, that's good stuff. And in turn, like for like the listeners and other, what's like one piece of advice you would give to say someone who wants to like get into DJing or how to like become better at it? So like any tips on that would be great. Yeah.
I feel like everything is on YouTube now, so like you can like learn anything that you need to learn, from the internet these days. But just keep working on your craft, keep working on your sound, and I think that's what makes you stand, apart from everyone else that's doing the same thing as you. But if you keep working on, your skill, like and develop your sound, I feel like it's going to be easier for people to recognize you for what you do rather than just copying a trend or, just trying to like sound like someone else. So I think the biggest tip is like just be original, and like I feel like people are going to notice you for that.
Right. Yeah, makes sense. And is there maybe do you think you could play a little bit for us? Like if you're near your equipment, like is there a way you could like maybe play a little bit for the audience or
I actually don't have anything connected right now.
oh, oh no worries.
Yeah, I mean, do you want me to like DJ, or do you want me to like play like a beat or something?
Yeah, whatever, like maybe if you could like DJ a little bit for us or if you have like a beat, yeah, whatever works for you, yeah.
I have like nothing connected right now. Like I'm legit in my studio, but there's like I had like a show, so like disconnected everything and took it.
Right.
And yeah, I have like nothing. I have like nothing on. You know what? I can send you like a beat. And like when you say, can you say some, can you play something? And I'll be like, how about I like play a beat that I'm working on, and you can play that bit.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, definitely
Like
that.
I in post, yeah, in post, yeah, you can just add that.
Add that to like the interview, yeah, I guess to our the conversation, yeah.
Yeah, so you can just ask me again and be like, yeah, let me play you this beat that I'm working on, and I'll send you that beat that you can add in post. Is that cool?
Awesome. Yeah,
All
that
right,
would
do
be.
that.
Yeah, so
Just okay, ask me again.
I wish I had asked you before about like I should have maybe asked you for the about the DJing part, but in terms of letting you know, but I guess yeah, that's all good. So when we can get into that after that works. So
Yeah, cool.
yeah, awesome. But yeah, in terms of also like the latest trends in business, entertainment, technology, where do you see those different the different aspects or different spaces heading towards like in the near future?
I feel like there's like everyone's moving towards AI these days and machine learning. However, I hope that there's a there's still a human touch with music, and like a robot doesn't replace my job or me. And I feel like it's gonna stay this way for the foreseeable future, because like I said, you need a human touch to feel and connect to other people. So, but in term, I mean, this is in terms of music. I feel like everything else is just progressing so fast that it's gonna be like robotic, like very soon, I think.
Yeah, makes sense. And when so far, like in terms of, I know it's been pretty hard since COVID, but have you been performing mostly from home and have you started doing in-person events or how has that been for you?
I actually just did a North America tour recently, which I did performed in. I did five cities, and that was actually a great experience, coming back to performing live after like almost a year of like not doing any shows or but yeah, it was actually great, and I'm actually looking forward to like doing a lot more shows since everything's opening up now, and everyone's getting vaccinated, which I
Yeah.
want to say get vaccinated, guys. Yeah. But yeah, I'm actually looking forward to like playing live again, man.
Nice. And what's your what has been your best show so far? Like, I mean, overall during your career, like, what's been the best moment you've had in that sense, yeah.
I've actually had a few good shows since I've been DJing and performing. But I feel like I did the show in Santa Barbara a few years ago at this college, and I think that was like one of my best like live experiences I've had. Like everyone was just into it and just going crazy. They were like, they knew every song. They were like singing along with me, and like yeah, I think that was like one of my best live shows that I've had like quite a bit.
Nice. And for the listeners as well, they can find you on like Apple Music and all. Is that most your most on most platforms, or are you
I
on?
mean, I drop music everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, any other listening platform that you listen to. It's definitely on there.
Nice. And in terms of like the collaborations you've done in the past, and now moving into the future, like who do you see yourself working with on the next, say, few months or a year or so?
Well, I definitely want to work with like some upcoming artists as well as some artists that I have idolized, so to speak. I was when I started doing music, always had a dream to work with certain artists. Some of them I've actually worked with, and some of them are still, on my list of artists to work with. So yeah, definitely that I definitely want to go. I'm doing some Bollywood projects as well, but I want to keep that space selective, and maybe try working with more artists from like North America, since that is where I feel like, as a producer from of Southeast Asian descent or Asian descent, I feel like we need to collaborate with more people from North America, South America, globally, so to speak, to try and bring our sound to the mainstream market a little bit more. I feel like I love Spanish music, Latin music, and they've been doing it. They've been going crazy for the past few years with like bringing their sound to the mainstream market, and I feel like, us South Asians have the same potential as well. There's so many of us, right? And I feel like we have that potential as well to bring our sound to the mainstream, like radio level, so to speak. So I want to definitely put an effort to, make that happen for us.
Nice. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
wonderful. So with the music you've done done so far, like is that been mostly in like Hollywood or a mix like Bollywood and Hollywood?
I mean, it's been a lot of mixed bags, so to speak. I was actually working with local artists in Toronto, which was mostly, hip hop, R&B, trap, that kind of music. And then I transitioned into doing, I wouldn't say desi stuff, but it was urban Asian music, so to speak. So, I love that space, and I also did some Bollywood songs. I did this track for Akshay Kumar's movie. The track is called Burj Khalifa, which is like, yeah, that's pretty dope. Did this other song from this movie called Malang. It's called Hamra, with Aditya Kapoor and Anil Kapoor. That was a really nice, crazy experience as well. And
Believe
I have a couple more Bollywood tracks coming out. I can't say what to just yet, but they're in the pipeline, and they'll be out sometime in 2022.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and I believe also Disha Patani was in that movie, the Malang movie.
She was in the movie as
Oh,
well. Yeah.
unbelievable.
So yeah, that was a crazy experience.
Yeah, right. That yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Sorry, actually, so I'm going to stop the recording because, sorry, okay, cool. Awesome. So, yeah, DJ Upside Down. So, I just wanted to know a little bit about where you see yourself going in the next few years in terms of growth and your success. Yeah.
Like I said, I really want to work with artists from North America and try to, bring our music to the mainstream market, try to make bring South Asian music to, the radio in the US and Canada. I feel like if we all just work together, we can do that.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. And one last thing is like, if you have any closing thoughts, love to hear, and the listeners love to hear as well, like about your closing thoughts, anything you like to share, if you like to share anything else here.
If I like to share anything else, I don't know. Maybe we can like rephrase it differently. Maybe just ask something
Oh,
else.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess for the listeners out there, like where in terms of your music, like where what other music are you trying to come up with, like in terms of like the mixes, like you were mentioning, you've done Malung and you did the other movie as well for Burj Khalifa. So do you see yourself like working on like these different mixes, like for other upcoming movies, big Bollywood movies or like Hollywood movies?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to do that as well. Although, like, I'm also working on this EP and album that will have a lot of different stuff in it. It's gonna have, apart from just the regular, just your usual like R&B, trap, hip hop kind of music. Like, I'm gonna have some experimental stuff in there as well that would try to fuse different genres together to create something new for our audience. And and apart from that, yes, definitely really looking forward to putting all my stuff out with some of the Bollywood collaborations that I've done, and definitely looking into exploring more in the Hollywood space as well.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And if you could also tell the listeners where they can find you, like throughout social media, so they can like follow you and get in touch with you if they want to book you and for like different events. So it'd be great to
Yeah,
have that.
definitely. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Everything's at DJ Upside Down. And then just hit me up.
Nice. Awesome. But yeah, no, thanks so much for joining today. And we're really glad that we had this conversation. And it was a pleasure having you on my show today.
Of course, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're most welcome. Thank you.